This message comes from 10 Things That Scare Me sponsor, BetterHelp. What's the right amount of socializing for you? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need more alone time. Therapy can help you figure out your boundaries, how to recharge, and your social sweet spot, so you can build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. Try therapy with BetterHelp. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Visit BetterHelp.com/10things today to get 10% off your first month.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Hi. Number one, poisoning.
I am afraid of poisoning, but even more than I'm afraid of poisoning, I'm afraid of my fear of poisoning. So I have obsessive compulsive disorder, and some of it centers around poisoning. And I'm really afraid that my fear of poisoning will result in, like, really bad health outcomes. So I worry a lot, like, completely for no good reason about, you know, tap water being safe to drink, which means I end up drinking a lot of Diet Dr. Pepper and LaCroix. But it's completely weird because, like, of course tap water is better for me objectively than Diet Dr. Pepper. And yet at the same time, I find it very difficult to drink tap water, but I could drink Diet Dr. Pepper all flipping day. In fact, I'm drinking it right now. Number two, the return of my disabling vertigo. I was looking down in a drawer for some change, and all at once, I completely lost my sense of balance, and I started throwing up, and I couldn't see straight, and my eyes couldn't focus. Completely incapacitating, terrifying. And then it slowly got better over the course of a few weeks. And vertigo is a reminder for me that we have more than five senses. It's just that we take them for granted. You know, we take for granted our sense of balance in the world. We take for granted our ability to understand right from left, our ability to stand straight up and, you know, see the world as one kind of consistent thing. It's also one of those things where you realize that that life is incredibly fragile and that none of it is guaranteed to you, and that all of the promises of stability that you whisper to yourself are not really promises that you or the universe can keep. Number three, that the United States will somehow default on its debt. Number four, global disease pandemic that will result in the breakdown of human norms. I'm not somebody who's going to survive in a survivalist situation, you know? I'm not a prepper. Really, what it's a fear of is that I would, like, die a slow and miserable death. Number five, that we are among the last generations of humans. Number six, geese. Number seven, that the internet is frying my brain, or just in general somehow bad for me. Number eight, that the Mountain Goats will never record another album. I love the Mountain Goats. I love them. Like, I feel like the Mountain Goats are both my favorite band and my second favorite band. I think that as we get older, a lot of people don't have the same level of excitement about fandom that they used to have. My favorite people find a way to hold on to it or find a way to be fans of something in a totally unambivalent, passionate, unironic, unafraid to be like, yeah, I'm that guy way. And as I've gotten older, I've realized, like, just love something. Yes. Like, it's so, I'm so strongly in favor of loving things, you know? Number 9, that I will somehow be convinced to upload my consciousness or in some other way avoid death in a manner that could potentially be horrible. Number 10, mice. Oh my God, 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 oh my God. My name is John Green, and these are 10 things that scare me.
The 10 Things team includes Amy Pearl, Daniel Guimet, Sarah Sandbach, Emily Botine, Paula Schumann, and Melissa Chusett. Music and sound design by Isaac Jones. You know what scares me? Rugs in the bathroom in general. What are you scared of? Tell us at 10thingspodcast.org.